Good afternoon, the Exotic Vet. This is Emily.
Hey there, this is Danica, just calling back. Vanessa just gave me a call about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, no worries. I'll just pop you on hold and I'll just get her.
Perfect. Thank you.
Hi, Danica. How are you, mate?
Hey, yeah, good. What about yourself?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Did you get a chance to listen?
Yeah, I just got your message. Yep. So medals.
Yeah, in the gizzard. So when we got the history through, we had called them about getting the x-rays.
Yeah.
And that we didn't get them until like the next day. So I've come back and had a look through and the x-rays are through. There's definitely metal in the preventriculus and the gizzard. So then what we did just today is I put the pot with the sample, the tissue samples in. The only way to find metal is if you suspect it potentially with a magnet on the actual tissue, but that doesn't always work. And obviously an x-ray. All right. So in the live animal, you can see the particles in the gut. So we put the pot with the tissues in it on an x-ray plate. And there's definitely metal in the preventriculus. So all metal shows up as metal. Not all metal is toxic. Okay. But with the symptoms that you describe, like really lethargic, not herself, going downhill really quickly, I suspect it could be heavy metal.
Shit. How would have she got that?
Well, that's what I mean. Because when we spoke on that day, there was no sickness for baby. So the likelihood that baby's eaten it is just about zero. We had a really interesting case, I want to say started about 2 years ago with a group of cockatiels in this one household, and we couldn't work out where they were getting the toxic metal from. It turns out that the one particular bird was always a culprit, but one or the other of several up to five had exposure. And it was the coating on a crimsafe sliding door.
So
it's not the actual aluminium that is the base metal that's toxic. They put like a chromium baked coating on the coloured powder coated sliding door frames. And we had to contact the company to ask them what was in the paint found that. Yeah. So that was
I have no clue how she would have, although she was chewing stuff, maybe she was trying to get poop off her cage when she was eating.
But I mean, the powder-coated cages don't seem to have the same paint.
Okay.
It's only this this CrimSafe product. It's a particular paint they use. Has
and
chromium
we don't have
in it.
CrimSafe.
No, so it's that, not that.
That is so weird. Is that to do with the enlarged liver, or would have that caused?
Well, what I'm saying is, I'm not sold on that being the cause of death, because I don't think the symptoms that you described fit heavy metal. And if it was heavy metal, there'd be other things that they'd be obviously noting are the problems first. So normally it's regurgitation. Normally the feces go to this green, sticky colour. Normally their grip starts to fail. They're not crashing acutely the way she did.
Yeah, no, she didn't have that.
No, so I don't think it's the cause of her death. I do think that they're metal fragments, but it's very possible they're non-toxic. So it's very possible they're aluminium, in which case is not. It's aluminium is not toxic, but it'll still show up as a bright metal on an x-ray.
So we think that it is most likely still the large liver, but it was just chill.
For example, if the decision was mine, and I know that I'm the clinician and, you know, that I want to find out the underlying cause as much as anybody else, but that liver is where the pathology will be. The liver and the spleen were absolutely huge. So I think that there was a immune response at least happening in the body to something that shouldn't be there. And I think the histopath will tell us what's going on. That's what I'm hoping, because I honestly don't think it's metal. There were no other symptoms of heavy metal poisoning.
So you said to be about the 500 mark?
It will be for the histo. It'll be 500 because we realised when I looked at that, when I got back from the conference, that we hadn't actually sent a full pot of lots of tissues to this particular lab, which we've had to go to now that two of the other ones weren't doing their job appropriately. So we've gone back to CSU because we always get a very quick turnaround and the right sort of report where they've actually investigated everything we want looked at. But in the process of that last 2 years since we've sent them stuff, it's the price has gone up from 300 to 500. So if that's with you, I'll send them to them.
We'll do that and we'll get the answers for sure. But wow, that's surprising about the metal.
I know. It might just be worthwhile looking at all the toys and, I mean, anything that could be present that they chew on. If it's, baby there's a metal chews, base to it, it's probably that.
Only chews wood toys. So she only chews wood toys. So weird.
So baby's not probably even in the risk category.
No.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what could have... So weird. Bella. She was a weird bird.
Yeah. We love that.
Bloody hell.
Full
that
on.
Was not expected. Okay. So roughly when will we be getting the results back?
So we've had the tissues fixing, so they get transferred into a pot. We put them in the courier. Usually 2 week turnaround. So by the time we send them there and then get the report, and the lab's in Wagga. So they usually get the samples sort of 2 days after we post it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All good. That sounds great. Right. Yeah. If we can,
still a while yet, but no worries at all.
Great. And we'll go from there.
Sounds good. No worries. Thanks, Danica.
Thanks,
see you then. No worries. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye.